Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin a category wheel. That's what we're going to do now. I'm just going to drag out the word.
Yeah,
that way, no matter what.
Eventually, I'll get there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. So we just drag a spell wheel with like seven E's.
It's like a late-minute merge.
You know what? That's exactly what, a zipper merge, if
it
you
is.
Will.
Yeah.
Well, we will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Cody, who thought baking soda was a weed-infused soft drink and found a way to answer 10 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To make a test to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The botchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Homer, tell us the way we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,341. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeats. Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat Potatoes. It is the season. The best cities for barbecue coming up at 4:30.
Yeah, and some of these cities will not shock you.
All right. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
How many barbecue cities do you still need to check off of your barbecue bucket list? You've been to Austin, I know.
Yeah, I've done Austin.
You haven't been to KC yet.
I would say KC and Memphis are the big two ones.
Okay, yeah.
Because I've done a lot of, like, pork stuff down in South Carolina and North Carolina, but...
Well, when you get to Memphis, yes. Kansas City, yes. Chicago's a barbecue town as well.
It is, yep.
But when you get to the South, when you get to the Carolinas, when you get to Alabama, when you get to Georgia, those are barbecue areas.
Correct.
But there's not really one city that they are different in the way they do things, but it's just not in one city. It's every single small town.
Because barbecue changes kind of what it is region to region. So you can say, like Austin can say, we're the barbecue city, and everyone would say, of Texas barbecue, perhaps, right?
Sure, or Houston.
Correct.
Or, look, my experience is Houston, bro. And here's the difference, though. When I went to Austin, I can't remember. I didn't go to the place you recommended, Ted. But
I'm a Terry Black's guy.
I wanted to go there. It was just too far from where we were based on the time we had. But because it's Austin, we walked two blocks. Here's a barbecue place. Never heard of it. Food was fantastic. So my experience in Austin eating barbecue is an establishment. Where in Houston, I've never gone to a restaurant. Or I've never gone to a barbecue restaurant in Houston. It's just my relatives cooking in the backyard.
Right.
And even when my parents lived in Austin, we did a Christmas down there. And basically it was quote-unquote catered by barbecue. But the caterer was my uncle who still cooked it all in Austin.
Okay. Yep.
I'm sorry, cooked it all in Houston. So, like, all of my Houston barbecue experience, the restaurants might suck, but everyone that lives there can cook.
I was trying to explain to my buddy the other day, he... has not spent a lot of time on the East Coast.
Sure.
But loves barbecue. And I was trying to explain to him, as far as the main courses of barbecue and, you know, picnic food and all that, how it works regionally in the area. So I have what I like to call the hot dog and cased meat belt.
All right.
Okay. And that starts basically in Ohio. And there's a lot of hot dogs in Ohio. That transcends over into West Virginia, which is probably the hot dog capital of the United States.
I can believe that.
From there, you go into Pennsylvania. Now, that's more kielbasa. That's more German-style sausage. But the chief meat is a tube meat product.
Okay.
Then you get to New Jersey, and their chief meat product is a big tube of meat.
Right?
So this is the, yes, this is the tubed meat zone.
Right.
Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Then you drop down. Now, Virginia and Kentucky... that is the fried chicken belt.
Okay. Yeah.
Think KFC, think Kentucky. Virginia is the fried chicken state capital of the United States.
You think so?
It definitely is. And without question, fried chicken is king in Virginia. Kentucky's king as well. But below that line, now you are in the pork zone. You are in Tennessee. You are in North Carolina. You
do
are
not
in
adjust
South
your
Carolina.
TV set.
You are
in
Alabama.
Zone.
But if you get a little west, then you get into the beef zone. I explain it like a king cake.
Right.
Like, depending on the zone,
there's also different sauces, right? So
yes.
North Carolina is always going to be that vinegar base. Then you get to South Carolina, there's some mustard.
Mm-hmm.
There's Alabama white sauce.
Yep.
There's like a weird one, like a kind of runny one, I want to say in like Kentucky or
That's
West
Owensboro,
Virginia.
Western Kentucky barbecue.
Yeah, you could just tell where you are.
Yeah.
You get it in a jar. It's almost like water.
Yeah, I would also say as far as barbecue joints, like there was a couple barbecue restaurants we went when I grew up, but the main thing was there was a stand, and the guy was there on Saturdays, and like you just drove and pulled over on the side of the road and you got his barbecue.
That's barbecue I trust.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Unlicensed man standing on side of the road.
We're just going to talk about barbecue all day. And more barbecue talk coming up at 4:30 with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Barbecue talk.
And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far on the year, Cody is the biggest dummy. Took him 10 to get one right. And as we do, we like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time that we did Big Dummy, we were coming up on the Father's Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
which is meant for dad. And as we said, if you ask any dad what they would like to do on their day, you're going to get a myriad of different answers.
Sure.
Some dads want to spend the entire day with their family. Some dads want to be left alone. Some dads want to either go fishing or do their favorite activity or whatever they do. Some dads really want to go out and get their favorite meal. But yes. Either way, we said, who do you want to spend that time with? So what we did was we said, you're going to spend the day with. You get to pick who you get your, this is your special day. So who are you hanging out with? And your choices would be your children, kids, your friends, your parents, or your better half. And we put the poll up. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, here are the results. Coming in fourth place, you want to spend the day with, at 12%, your parents.
Yep, sounds about right.
That was the lowest on the rung. Barely squeaking ahead of parents in the third position. That would be kids with 13%
the people vote. Responsible for you being a father. Like, yeah, I don't want you to be around.
Mm-hmm. In second place, with 27% of the votes, that would be your friends, which I thought was going to be the clear-cut winner.
Yeah.
It was not. Overwhelmingly, 50% of you, 48%, said that you would like to spend the day with your better half.
Huh.
All right.
All right. Well, good.
Which tells me that you share computer time with your significant other.
Or your side piece. We weren't too specific.
Exactly. And
whoever is significant to you that day.
Pretty much.
That day.
So today on the poll, we are inspired by this story. And it is something that just came out of the Psychiatry, Psychology, and Law Review.
Which Ted has the subscription to and is kind enough to bring it in
well,
for us to
Well, he leaves
peruse.
It on the toilet.
I do, man. That's where I get most of the reading done in that monthly that I enjoy.
So they said this is a surprising study. And it says when people make judgments about a defendant's guilt in a case where physical appearance could plausibly play a role, how does this normally shake down in our minds? So in other words, this is an attractive person. They are up on a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the jury's mind and brain go? Where does the public perception, what is part of all that?
Right.
And it's the looks of the person.
Of course.
Yeah. So basically, they say, you know, that's always been what we know. But.
You don't say.
Yes. And they bring up the blind date swindle. Tend to be more lenient about friends as far as, yeah, he's nice. He's a good guy.
Right.
But they talk about the leniency toward unattractive faces. Now, the finding, which the researchers describe as an ugly leniency effect, challenges the assumption that attractive individuals always receive more favorable treatment. Turns out, it's the exact opposite.
Really?
The researchers set out to
what,
understand...
What, are we feeling pity because they're also so ugly?
I mean, oh, do you want me to give you the scientific version of that?
Yeah, how do they explain that scientifically?
Well, they talk about first impressions based on facial appearance and how they might affect decisions of guilt or innocence in legal cases. So they studied a bunch of different things. Now, they were interested in the roles of facial attractiveness and trustworthiness when a defendant's appearance could be used as an advantage in committing a crime.
Okay.
All right? Like the hot teacher. Or whatever you think it is.
Sure, sure.
The guy down in Tacoma, I guess.
Yeah, something Meeks, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, exactly. All participants were presented with a hypothetical scenario, a blind date swindle case. They were asked to imagine themselves as judges and to assess the guilt or innocence of 9 male faces. So basically, the faces were selected from the Chicago Face Database, categorized into 3 levels of attractiveness: unattractive, neutral, and attractive.
Do you think that the 9 men whose faces were used were aware of this?
No.
Like, what do you mean I'm in the unattractive?
Yes. So participants were asked to
give where you belong.
Their first impression of whether or not each face looked guilty. And after each judgment, they rated how they were, how they came up to this decision on a 7-point scale. But the results of the study revealed a significant effect of facial attractiveness on guilt judgments. Specifically, participants were more likely to judge unattractive faces as innocent compared to both neutral and attractive faces.
Huh.
How about that?
That surprises me, man.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Now, since we're talking about your body, another news story in the news. A woman named Benita Sandu. She is an actress, and she has been having a difficult time and talked in an interview about body shaming. And she is an actress. They call me ugly. She has been in many, I guess, like Bollywood-style films.
Okay.
Either way, she just came out in an interview and talked about the fact that, you know, she never really thought about her body that much. Until, of course,
everybody else
she became famous and then goes online and then reads all the crap and did not know that that was ever something that people perceived her as.
Did you see a little blurb from Sarah Jessica Parker today?
About her face, yes.
She was famous just years ago, but she was doing an interview.
Actually, it was not about her face. It was about her attractiveness.
Right, but I think that plays in.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's her face.
I know that.
So she says attractive. But she just said, look, man, you know, at the time I'm doing Sex in the City or whatever. And I know what the rumors were, but anyway, she's like, I read it in one particular magazine. She didn't say which one, but she's like, I just broke down in tears.
Right.
Because
she didn't know.
Because she said it seemed like whoever wrote it, she goes, it's one thing to express an opinion, but they seem to take such glee in insulting my appearance. And I'm like, I may have done that.
I mean, yeah.
I feel bad.
I always thought she was hot.
Well,
I never got the whole.
There's a very attractive quality about her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, people have good days and people have bad days.
For sure.
And, you know, when you're in the media and spotlight in Hollywood and people are taking pictures of you with a Starbucks cup, it's different than when I see you on Sex in the City.
Yeah, that is for sure.
And that's for everybody. People, you know, like, you should be able to just be yourself without that. So I understand that. Okay. So far, we've talked about the attractiveness or trustworthiness in a face and your body and what you think of your body. Next up is brains.
All right.
Almost, okay. So people are talking about the fact that they have come to the realization that they are just their brain does not work as good as other people. It is not as quick in a lot of situations, whether it's an IQ test or having a difficult time with jobs. You know, all these different things. So people are talking about, they say, in this age of social media and people constantly showing off for clout, it's become all too easy to focus on things that we don't have. But it's important to be appreciative of things we're lucky to have. Like an average intellect or higher. So they started talking to people what it's like to have a very low IQ.
Do people volunteer for this?
Yes. So I checked out some.
And you just look for the person eating glue.
These are tough.
Mind if I talk to your son, Billy?
Jesus, man. Like, you read them, like, man. Very challenging. You don't know when people are serious. You don't know when they're joking. You're gullible. You may become distrustful and develop a cynical attitude about people because of always being suckered. Another one. I've been trying for the past year to accept being cognitively inferior.
Jeez, man.
Especially when on a daily basis, people run circles around you without having a clue what's going on. At least I don't know what's going on.
That's uplifting.
Yeah, well, exactly.
People stupid and I know it.
That's the weird thing.
That's basically what they're saying.
I'm low IQ. I think I'm going to lose my job every day due to being incompetent because I am. I always get feedback about how I do simple things incorrectly. I'm not blaming anyone but myself. Blah, 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 blah. So, brains, okay? We're talking brains today. And one more, that would be personality. Where we find this article that says, these are the most 7 common negative behaviors or characteristic traits in people.
Uh-oh.
They say everyone has flaws. Some negative personality traits are more common and more disruptive than others. So they broke them all down, and here are the 7. Number 1, arrogance. The I'm always right mindset.
But I am.
Okay. Dishonesty. Bending the truth for personal gain.
Okay, I was lying about that.
Impulsiveness. Acting without thinking.
What?
Typically, that gets better with age. Passive aggressiveness, the art of subtle hostility.
I hope you think you look nice today, Miles.
Stubbornness, refusing to adapt or listen.
No, I will not apologize.
Selfishness, prioritizing personal gain over others.
Because I'm awesome.
And negativity, always finding the downside.
I hate you.
In things. So our
goal. Like Debbie Downer.
Yeah. Right. Today, you are going to change one thing about your partner.
About your partner.
About your partner. Or if you don't have one, the last person you went out with. Mm-hmm. All right. So. The first thing is the face. Back to the, you know, belief that, you know, if you're attractive, you can get away with murder.
Sure.
And that's not the case.
Turns out the uglier you are, the better off you are.
The second thing you could change about that person is their body. The third thing is their brains. And the fourth is personality.
Okay.
That's your Men's Room poll. Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live.
Where are you going with Mike? I'm going to go personality.
Personality?
So yeah, because I like her personality. Sometimes I'd like to like it more. Like when I say, hey, let's go to the bar. She says, no, do we really need to go to the bar? Or when we're at the bar, do you really need that last drink? Well, I don't need it. I didn't need any of them that I have. So what's different about this one than the first one I had 9 beers ago? Mm-hmm. And I don't know what I want for dinner at 9 a.m. This has been the case for the 20 years we've been together. 9 a.m. I do not know what I want for dinner. Do you keep asking me this?
I'm going with body.
Body?
You go with body.
Switching to body. Her body has been sabotaging hers since before I knew her.
Oh, you mean talking about just
there issues. You go.
Yeah, see? Safe route.
That's how we sell it.
Is that really how you're going to take this?
Damn right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thinking of you, baby.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that adds something to the butt and front side.
That's right. You know, we can make a few adjustments there, but...
Yeah, two boobs on the back for dancing, but, you know...
dancing.
Yeah, dancing.
Slow dancing.
Dancing horizontal.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game.
Somebody on Twitter already said it, they're right. Like, there's no right answer.
No!
There's not! That's why it's going to be a hard poll today.
Yes!
Especially if
you're in a car with fun of it.
I know for sure I have dated people that are probably like, he's not the most attractive, but I like him because of this and that. But she never said it to me.
Oh, of course not. Right. Let me just tell you something. We've been together for a while.
That's everybody.
I've always thought you're ugly, but man, oh man, you know how to make me laugh.
Right. Yeah, I just love being with you, you ugly L.
Dude, no one
put that in a Valentine's Day card.
No one can check all the boxes.
No.
Look at Ryan Lochte, right?
He didn't get brains.
Look, he is a good-looking dude. He's got a beautiful face, I'm sure. Body, unbelievable. Personality,
Ryan Reynolds.
But if you could change one, brains.
Ryan Reynolds is the only one.
Maybe he checks.
I bet he has a big hairy mole on his ass.
I think he's got some skeletons in his closet.
What if he has a small penis?
I hope so.
Because you don't know the body.
Maybe Blake likes a small penis.
All right.
Ooh.
I mean, there's got to be something.
Do you tell a guy that? Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Apparently, you do.
I'm just saying.
I have a shallow vaginal wall, and you're great, honey.
Uh-huh.
That is sexy talk.
No, you
get
don't.
Get those pants off.
No, you don't want a big one.
Yeah.
But I do.
Uh-huh.
I really like the hair on your back.
Thanks.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober today.
All right, Matt. Let's go here.
Given today's day and people are off, I would think we'd have a lot more non-sobers.
Well, it is a holiday, right? Okay. All right, Matt, you're going to change one thing about your partner on the men's room poll. Face, body, brains, or personality?
Personality.
Personality.
What's the problem with the personality?
I mean, just obviously thinks she's always right, this and that. She can't do no wrong.
How long have you been with her?
2.5 years.
Oh, that's it? Damn. All right. You sound like a man who's
been beaten down.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds much longer than that.
Well, he has been right in 2 years.
You look weathered.
That's a good point. That'll age you.
Gray hair, Matt. The whole deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matt. Here is your question. What is the brightest star in the Earth's night sky?
It is Sirius.
Damn. One and done.
Boom.
One and done.
Nice job.
Hey. Tell your girlfriend you were right.
Yeah.
One and done right.
You're right.
And then sleep on the couch. All right, we got a 50-50 question for you since you're one and done. True or false, Ronald McDonald is called Donald McDonald in Japan. True or false?
True.
Donald McDonald?
Yeah, because in Japan and a lot of Asia, R is a very difficult letter to say. So they go Donald McDonald. In fact, this is true. So this was in Japan like 20 years ago. It was the Louis Armstrong Festival.
And then L's are also a big issue.
Well, because pronunciation-wise, you pronounce the L like an R, you pronounce the R like an L. So they had this big-ass banner that goes from one side of the street to the other, and it spelled the Louis Armstrong Festival. And the thing was, if they read it in English out loud, they said, yeah, the Louis Armstrong Festival. Because the R's and L's are pronounced different. Damn. It's like us in Russia with V's and W's.
Right.
Yeah.
It's right.
They're like vodka. You're like, that's so funny.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Ron.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Dale.
Boom.
Hola.
Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
sober. All right, Ryan.
Sucks.
Okay, you're going to change one thing about your partner, face, body, brains, or personality.
Oh, man. Personality?
Okay.
Everyone's playing it safe.
Yep.
Because, look, here's the thing. You can argue with your significant other. You can have a disagreement about anything. It doesn't matter. You can say personality. If they say, what the hell is that about? And you say, well, because that's what I did in my case. Say, look, most of you I like, but here's the debates that we always have, right? But if you say body or face or mind, that's a much longer conversation.
I would take, look, I'll probably would get All of them. You know what I mean? I would expect
all of the above.
All of them. I'd be like, yeah, seriously. Like, and I'd be like, okay, I get it.
I think my wife would pick personality. Quickly. I don't even think she'd debate it. Like, personality.
What about face?
Face? I hope not, man. See, but I don't know.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be stuck because 20 years has gone by.
Look at who she's attracted to.
Yeah, I know.
So
all the younger versions of me.
If she could just change the face. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I know for a fact I get every one of those.
Damn. All of the above.
That's right.
All right, Ryan, here is your question. What is the street address or just the street itself of the Simpsons family?
Ooh.
Spooner?
Nah, that's Family Guy. That's the Griffins.
Oh, it is.
I was going to say Spooner Street, too.
Is it like Springfield Avenue?
No.
Main Street, First Street?
742 Evergreen Terrace.
Evergreen.
That's how I know they don't live on the East Coast. Because Terrace on the East Coast means the ghetto.
Definitely a
Terrace never sounds good.
No, it's not good. That's kind of the East Coast way of saying, this is a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
But they give it a beautiful name up front.
Welcome
to Marigold Terrace.
Also Heights.
Heights is the big one.
But Heights is the entire neighborhood where I feel like Terrace is kind of a smaller sub-neighborhood. So even the guys at so-and-so Heights go, right, but don't go to Terrace.
Well, like, I grew up in College Park. Beltsville's next door.
All right.
The bad part of Beltsville is Beltsville Heights.
Yeah, exactly.
People in Montlake Terrace right now, like, well, do you hear these people?
I know, East Coast.
Well, Montlake Terrace is different. Yeah, that's a nice neighborhood.
Do you hear these guys?
But if it were Montlake Terrace on the East Coast, we would say they're in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you change your name. All right, there, Ryan.
Would it be ultimately horrible if there was a terrace inside of a Heights?
You'll always get the terrace inside of the Heights, right? So.
Okay.
The Heights is the much bigger geographic area, which means this entire area is kind of bad. And then when you find the Terrace inside of the Heights, that means, like, specifically because of this place.
People in Loyal Heights right now going, if you listen to these guys?
Yeah. It's telling you the truth. All right. Here's your question. What team did the Denver Broncos defeat to win their first Super Bowl? And the team they beat, by the way, has lost two Super Bowls.
They've lost
both of their Super Bowl appearances, is the way.
Are they still around?
The team? Yeah.
Okay.
Have they lost the Super Bowl? Or have they won the Super Bowl, I mean?
They've been to two Super Bowls, lost them both.
Oh, okay.
Stick with an NFC team.
Yes, it is an NFC team.
I would have screwed that up.
They're one of these teams that, for whatever, unless you are a fan of this team, I've never met anyone who even cares about them. Mike just nailed it.
The Browns? No, the Bengals?
Think about an AFC team in this case.
Think about an area that is notorious for losing championships.
All right, how about this one? They lost the most embarrassing Super Bowl loss a team could possibly have. The Atlanta Falcons.
28-3. Well, that was the score, right, at halftime?
Sure thing, but not against Tom Brady.
No, not because of the Falcons. I'm telling you, God, they're... Whatever.
They're bad. All right. They're bad.
They are. And they got our boy, though. What's his name?
Penix.
Michael Penix.
Yeah, Michael Penix. And he kind of looked like the real deal last year.
He's
curious
it.
To see, what he does this year. Unfortunately, he's still on the Falcons. All right, your question. What age preceded the Iron Age?
The Bronze Age?
That's what I thought.
Got it.
Nice work, Ryan.
Nice work.
That's why he used to be Bronze Man. Then when he got older, he changed it to Iron Man.
More Big Dummy coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Here is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Before we get there, I offer my apologies for a wrong answer. The first Super Bowl that the Denver Broncos won was against the Green Bay Packers. The was against the Atlanta Falcons, but luckily he guessed both Cincinnati and Cleveland, who were both in the AFC.
Well, I do remember that guy Robinson when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl years ago. I think he was a DB. But he got popped with a prostitute.
Correct.
The night before. I can't remember who they were playing.
The night before.
They kind of they don't blame him for the loss, but I don't think he played in the game.
That was a while ago, because that was with...
Could he not play?
So what I'm saying is I do believe the Falcons have lost two.
They have.
I just think that was the first
one. Yeah, that was years ago.
God, Papa, I don't remember that.
I mean, he got popped with a prostitute like the night before.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, man. Was it Eugene?
Eugene Robinson played 11 seasons in the NFL, yeah.
The night before.
The night before.
The night. That's the part that kills
right.
Before.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's what are trying you doing to relax? Oh, you know. Well, I mean, we made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, curfew's a 10.
I'm out for dinner, boys.
Well, remember Entertainment and Dining District.
But so they, I mean, who did they play that year? Was it the Niners?
No, because they're NFC.
They're NFC. Anyhow, they lost that game. But the big one was the Raiders. Remember, their center panicked, had a mental breakdown, and drove to Mexico. And he's down there like the night before the game. And he's down there doing drugs and drinking. And somebody's like, hey, man, like, you're the starting center. And he's just so out of it. Like, no, we already played the game. And they're like, no, it's today.
Yeah, he.
That sounds like waking up from a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah. He had a real mental snap.
Right, because it wasn't like he just was like, oh, screw it, I'm going to get drunk. Like, he had a mental break.
He full on snapped.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Damn. Like, his story was not funny to anyone.
No.
Like,
but that was a costly one because he was the starting center.
Right.
The linchpin in there.
Well,
damn.
All the guys.
That's wild.
Can't
dude.
Be like the backup kicker.
And you're in Mexico. How did I end up here?
I think he had as many questions as the people questioned.
He had his passport. He had his passport.
About to say, when do you wake up from that?
I think the game was in San Diego.
Oh. Okay. So he got on the train.
Yeah, I mean, he literally, just like went over there.
Peace. He woke up in Tijuana. Jeez, wallet's missing.
This ain't that bad. We won.
Where's my hat at?
Kidney sitting in tonight's bucket.
I wonder if he could tell you who won and who lost the game that he thought already happened.
I don't think he could have at that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Who already played it? Well, who won? Where's the trophy?
How did I do? Hello, Albert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Albert, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right. What are you doing over there, Albert? Are you drinking a men's room IPA?
No, I wish. I'm just doing some whiskey shots.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Go big or go home. What's up? What kind of whiskey you got?
I got, what is that called? The Fireball.
Oh, Fireball.
You're going,
mouthwash and whiskey all at
once. You'll need some Advil later. All right, Albert, our men's room poll, you're going to change one thing about your partner. face, body, brains, or personality?
Oh, man. So I have an ex-girlfriend. So, I mean, I wouldn't change anything about her, but I think she would always want to change her body.
Her body. Okay.
Why would she want to change her body? Because obviously you disagree with that.
I mean, she was hot, but it's just that she always wanted to be skinnier. I was like, why?
Okay.
That's every woman I've ever met in my life. Like, just whatever.
Probably 80% of the population has a mindset. If I could just lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds.
It's always what it is.
Well, and it's always in the opposite direction. You know, I wish my boobs were bigger.
I wish my boobs were smaller.
Exactly.
I wish I had curly hair, straight hair. Basically, I want what I can't have.
Right. Whatever you don't have is what they want.
That, always.
Yeah.
Always. I wish I had a different husband. I know.
Yeah.
I always just said a dad.
All right, Albert, here's your question. What fruit do the British call a courgette?
Courgette.
Or courgette.
What fruit?
It is a fruit.
Like courgette.
I think you know the answer, but it is a fruit. And trust me, I checked.
All right.
Because I'm like, I think it's a fruit, but no one really thinks of it as a fruit, but it is, in fact, a fruit.
Oi, fancy a courgette.
I'm going to go with a pear.
I'll say tomato.
Nope.
Apple.
Zucchini.
Zucchini.
It is a fruit.
Like I said,
I double-checked it.
Cucumber's a fruit, too, isn't it?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got seeds, it's a fruit.
Damn jackass fruit. That's seeds on the inside.
That's the litmus test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Peppers.
What about strawberry?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the one exception. It's the only fruit. That was a future big dummy question. It's the only fruit that grows its seeds on the outside. Which did make me wonder, do the other fruit look at strawberries the way we would look at a crazy lady who's wearing a bra on the outside of her shirt?
Probably.
Strawberry, man. The seeds go on the inside, man. What are you doing?
Live your own life.
The real question is, can you zest a strawberry?
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yes, you can.
But it doesn't have a rind.
Cleanly without
seeds. It does. Just not much of one.
Exactly. You're not going to get a lot out of it, but you can.
Potato peeler.
I've done it.
You know what? I'm going to try that today.
Where were you zesting a strawberry?
At my house. After y'all challenge me if I could zest a strawberry.
You guys are some weird ass.
Don't challenge Mike to zest a strawberry. It sets him off.
He'll zest anything he wants.
I'll zest the F out of that strawberry.
So sorry I missed that party now.
Make a daiquiri just...
What's next after this? How do we top it?
I know.
What's he going to zest next?
I know.
Wacky.
Who's ready for pin the tail on the donkey?
How do you not have a show
on Food
Network?
I told you this place is going to be nuts tonight.
Mike the Zester. Mike just shows up to
zest it. Zest.
Go.
Just sitting there with a coconut.
I could have just brought a block of cheese. You'd have been happy.
All right, Albert, your question. What color is diamond dust?
Glitter.
The legal kind.
I got you.
I think I know this.
Black?
No kidding.
I was going to say purple.
Because it's carbon. You still wouldn't picture it that way, but I guess when the dust flakes off or when it grinded or whatever.
So when you zest a diamond.
When you zest a diamond. Yes.
With another diamond.
The rind is
black.
You
have to use another diamond to zest a diamond.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
You do.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
You, your girl, and your Johnson. Hola.
Hola.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober. I'm still at work.
Okay. All right, Jeff, our men's room poll. You get to change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
It's going to have to be a past partner because that's all I got at the moment. Probably personality.
Personality.
So, yeah, I mean, she knew she was a very attractive lady. She kind of used that to try to get away with her a lot if she wanted to just either go party, get herself in trouble with some legal stuff, cheat on whoever she wanted. Not to really throw any shade at her, but...
No, not at all.
No, you never even went there. I mean, if she's listening, she's probably like, cool.
I'm sure someone from that hometown is probably listening.
Well, you should write her a personal Yelp review. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, she has a better chance of probably reading that.
That would be horrible.
Yelp reviews on
personal Yelp.
Personal Yelp.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, can you imagine?
Just Google your name.
You don't do it. You have nothing to do about it. It's just there, and people comment on you.
People already only leave bad reviews. Yeah. Like, you put scorn behind that.
Now it's personal.
This jackass came into the QFC this morning at 8:30.
He has a wart on his penis that he never brings up.
He farts in his sleep.
I mean, I definitely get that one.
How come no one said anything about his breath?
You know, like, I had somebody say that to me once.
What's that?
Like, breaking up. and you farted on me when you're sleeping. I was like, well, I was asleep.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Why even add that in a breakup?
You did too.
Oh, that was such a little pet. Like,
it's a knife.
That's why I was like, all right.
That's all you got.
Right. It was just that part of the conversation. Like, all right, I get it. Like,
Jesus Christ, Jeff.
All right, Hefe.
My bad.
Pull it together.
Here's your question.
I'll try my best.
On Saturday Night Live, what country did the Coneheads claim to be from?
I don't even watch them that Saturday Night Live. I don't know, Switzerland?
Was it Canada?
France.
We are from France.
France?
I mean, they made a movie out of it, too.
Yeah, they did. Not a good one, but they did.
I thought they were going to name a city instead of a country.
No, that was their thing. Just, we're from France.
We're from France.
And it was always that awkward.
Right. All right, Jeff, your question. In the movie Dirty Dancing, what did Baby carry?
Man, that's another good one. I haven't even seen that movie.
It is a fruit.
How old are you?
31.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I give you a hint. It is a fruit.
A fruit?
Yep.
Is that fruit the same name as its color?
No. And if you mean orange, I like how you don't guess, but give us enough of a clue. I'm not taking my finger off the chess piece, but...
Can you make a daiquiri with it?
Right.
Yeah.
Is it in schnapps?
a banana.
That's what I thought.
I'll say apple.
A watermelon.
Watermelon.
Oh.
Watermelon?
I don't know. Nothing wrong
Nobody
with
it. Nobody needs a hand carrying one extra banana. Just put it in your pocket.
I thought you said he just carried it around with him.
She did. Yeah.
That's how she first saw and got introduced to this Dirty Dancing, when she carried a watermelon over where the workers were. They were doing the Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Look out.
It's a beautiful movie, Miles.
I'll take your word for it.
All right, your question. What was Marlon Brando's screen name in The Godfather? What character did he play?
Oh, man. Paulie. I don't know. Paulie. Godfather either.
Give me the full name, Ted.
Don Corleone. Corleone?
What's his first name?
Was it Dom?
Dominic?
No, it's Don.
Hang on. What is his name? What is Dom? Victor?
Vito.
Vito Corleone.
Vito's our first name.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Oh, hey. I like those cutlets thin.
What do you think happened to the nude paintings that used to hang in Vito's up here on First Hill?
Oh, somebody bought them.
I'm saying, like, they didn't just get thrown away, did they?
I don't know.
Somebody's laying on their back looking at the ceiling.
I would just love to put that up just, you know, randomly.
In here somewhere.
Depending on if people are coming over to my house.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Depending who I was.
I'd put it in my bathroom.
Here's a Thomas
one. This big Thomas one up there.
What is that?
No idea.
Please take a seat.
Which somehow is classy. But right. If I just had a picture of a naked chick hanging out, people like, you're a pervert.
Yeah, you got to make it a painting.
You got a Bud Light poster with a cow with their games out.
Painting naked, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, there's grapes.
Think about that when you buy something on Amazon next time.
Right.
If it's a painting, you can get away with it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, your question. In what state is Gettysburg?
It's obviously one of those East Coast states.
It is that.
But I'll tell you this, Jeff, it's one that does not touch a body of water. The ocean, I'm sorry. The ocean.
True.
I think that rules out Pennsylvania, then.
No, it does not. It does not touch the ocean.
As a matter of fact, it doesn't rule out Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Pennsylvania.
Boom.
Okay. All right.
There it is.
How did he know?
Talked him right into it. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
David.
Hello, David.
David.
Uh-oh. David, take us off mute, David.
Goodbye, David.
You guys ever been to Gettysburg?
Nope.
I'm not. Yeah. I everybody should go.
What's your address?
I agree. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How are you, gentlemen?
Hola.
Tom, doing great. You're sober today, I'm assuming?
I am sober, yeah.
Okay.
As always.
All right, Tom, change one thing about your partner. Face, body, brains, or personality?
I'm going to answer for my wife, face, because as she gets slightly older, she's worried about looking a little older.
So,
all right.
So, body.
Face. Face. She doesn't want wrinkles. Face.
I see. Okay. Tom, you're very diplomatic how you put that. Mm-hmm. Well, as she gets older, she worries about it. Yeah. So on behalf of her, see, I'm hoping that she'll feel better about herself.
Google gave you three options. You took the longest road.
Am I allowed to tell you that she's the one who gave me that answer?
Well, of course.
Okay, yeah, good.
Sure.
Now, wait. Did you ask her or did she tell you when she heard the poll?
Well, I told her that, man, that's a horrible question. And she said, here's your answer.
Man, that's a horrible question. No, it's not.
It's not. It's a fair question. Okay,
there's an answer for every human being on this planet.
There absolutely is.
You know, whether you want to hear it or not.
An answer with her listening.
I'm telling you.
That's the difference. If we just met at the bar and we're talking about him, you tell me real quick whatever you actually thought.
Dude with a messed up face.
Yeah.
That's
God, her grill's gone to hell. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, whatever it might be.
Guy, remember that dude who was dumb as a rock?
Yeah.
That's how you identify people.
All right, Tom, here is your question. Who won Super Bowl IV? Oh,
man. That was right after the Jets.
Correct.
Was it the Kansas City Chiefs?
One and done. Wow, and Tom. Nice
done.
Job.
Hang up.
Is that, what was that, 71, 72?
72 or 73, yeah, like I guess.
Okay.
All right, Tom, before we let you go, true or false, electric eels are not eels?
True.
Okay, what are they?
They are knife fish.
Knife fish.
Knife fish.
So do knife fish look the same as an eel?
I don't know. I just know that it's not actually an eel. It's a knife fish, but it might be one of those deals that caught an electric eel because it looks more like an eel than a knife fish. So right. I'm not sure.
More Big Tummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.